Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will come to order. Good morning, or good afternoon. In response to COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practice in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members to the public to two. In this case today, it will be to one room, the hearing room here in 4203. And to the extent the social distancing requirements allow, and we will be using teleconference services for those individuals who wish to testify today and via telephone also. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee's website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 1-877-692-8953. And the access code is 7056909. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. We will move to the public comment. You will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and then 0 for the support and opposition. Press this only one time. Wait patiently for an operator to assign you to a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you will now be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the telephone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain a decorum during the hearing, as it is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting, service, and or the connection shall be muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearing in as close to the same manner as customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools and technologies. Please be respectful, patient, so all interested parties can be heard. We thank you. Before we continue today's agenda, let's establish a quorum. I'd like to remind the members to turn on your microphones. Consultant, please call the roll.
Archuleta.
Archuleta here.
Grove. Eggman. Melendez.
Here.
Melendez here. Newman.
Here.
Roth. Humberg.
Here.
We have a quorum. Thank you. We have two bills on the calendar today. And let's begin with Assembly Bill 107. And good afternoon, Assemblymember Salas. You may proceed with your Assembly Bill 107.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators. I'd like to start by stating that I'll take the committee amendments, and I want to thank the committee for working with me and my office on this bill. Members, today I present AB 107, which expands and improves the temporary licensure program for spouses of active duty members. Military spouses are far more likely to be unemployed and underemployed when moving to a new state and burn through their savings and are forced to cut corners while they wait to find gainful employment in California. There are military spouses who have to wait months to receive a license that they are fully qualified for. Meanwhile, they lose out on potential income and are unable to provide for their families. AB 186 was passed in 2014 to create a temporary licensure program to quickly and easily get licenses into the hands of military spouses while boards completed their background checks. But it was limited in the number and scope of the boards and the program. This is a bill we've been working on for years. We've been working with the previous administration, now working with the current administration, and trying to get just spouses employed in the state of California so that they can provide for their families. You know, the military and national security activity in California generated $181.2 billion in 2019. Beginning this year, the military services are now required to include military spouse portability and employment in their mission-basing decisions. So this bill is very timely. And again, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the amendments and working with our team. And at this time, I do have testimony and support. I have with us today testifying is Kelly Mae Douglas, who is with the Department of Defense, the Pacific Southwest Regional Liaison, and also Stephen Morrow, who is a service member actually stationed nearby at Travis Air Force Base.
Before you begin, due to the constraints regarding the length of the hearing, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chair may institute time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted 3 minutes. All of those wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, position on the measure. So let's begin with your lead support witness, and I believe Kelly Mae Douglas, is that correct? And she is with Pacific Southwest Regional Liaison, Defense State Liaison Office. And we also have Stephen Morrow, military spouse. So please begin.
Good afternoon, Chair Archuleta and members of the committee. My name is Kelly Mae Douglas, and I'm here to speak in strong support for the policy changes proposed within AB 107 on behalf of the Department of Defense. A top priority for the department is to help military spouses with career portability. More than a third of military spouses work in a licensed profession. However, state-specific requirements and processes for relicensure are often burdensome, redundant, and time-consuming for them, and do not allow for them to secure timely employment upon arriving to their new duty stations, as we will hear following my comments. Individual economic issues for military families represent a key readiness issue that translates into a broader recruitment and retention issue that can undermine personnel numbers and therefore our nation's security. This is because service members frequently cite economic concerns as a top reason why they discontinue military service. Military families, like most families across the state, often require two incomes to make ends meet. If, as a result of the structural economic barriers, faced through no fault of their own, military spouses are not able to secure employment in California while their spouses are stationed here, service members could be put into the difficult position of choosing between serving their country or the economic needs of their family and decide to leave the service. The department is grateful for this initiative, and I appreciate your time today. I'm happy to turn it over to Stephen Morrow now, who has a compelling personal story to share, emphasizing the challenges experienced by the more than 62,000 military spouse professionals in the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Douglas. Mr. Morrow, you have the floor.
Thank you, Kelly. Good afternoon, Senator Archuleta, members of the committee, and thank you, Assemblymember Salas, for your work on this bill. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in California. My spouse, she's an active duty Air Force officer. I'm in support of AB 107 for multiple reasons. I graduated from Loma Linda University with my Master's of Science in Marriage and Family Therapy, an accredited school listed by the California BBS, and I completed my coursework and all clinical hours and obligations as specified by the California BBS, including Step 1 boards, in 2018. Shortly after, my spouse received orders to relocate from Southern California to Wright-Patterson in Ohio, requiring me to change course, stop studying for the California clinical examination, and begin studying for the National Licensure Program. I passed that in 2018. I received my national license and began practicing after 3 months of job searching and studying. 9 months later, my spouse received orders again to return to California. Due to state licensing laws and requirements of the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, my national license was not valid or accepted in California. I needed to begin studying for the clinical examination. During the process to study, pass the examination on my first attempt, secure my license, and then find a position, I lost a combined $40,000 in salary during those 8 months of not working due to regulations. The military spouse does not choose to uproot their professional career every 2 to 4 years because it's beneficial. The military spouse, myself, choose to uproot their career because of their commitment to their spouse and mine to my wife and our spouse's commitment to our country. AB 107 will prevent military spouses from losing thousands of dollars in salary, lost time in job searching, and ease stressful transitions for future professionals. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Morrow, for your testimony. Now we'll move on to room 4203 here, and for anyone testifying in support. I see no one. Thank you. Now we'll move on to witnesses waiting to testify via the telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of AB 107, and we will begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in support of AB 107, please press 1, then 0. An operator will provide you with your line number and place you back into queue. Once again, if you wish to speak in support of AB 107, please press 1, then 0 now. And we'll start with line number 268. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Karen Lang on behalf of the Yuba County Board of Supervisors in support today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Line number 276. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Chairman Archuleta and members of the committee. My name is Jeannie Nall, co-chair of California Defense Communities Alliance in full support of AB 107.
Thank you.
Line number 279, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. This is Gareth Smythe with the Navy on behalf of the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force in the state of California in support, and very grateful to the author for introducing this common sense economic development and national security measure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Line number 267, your line is open. Please go ahead.
This is Fran Peace with the Beale Military Liaison Council calling in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to speak in support of AB 107, please press 1, then 0 now. That's 1, then 0. And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one else in queue.
Moderator, please ask one more time.
Yes, sir. If you wish to speak in support of AB 107, please press 1, then 0. That's 1, then 0 to speak in support of AB 107. And we do look like we have someone else queuing up. One moment, Mr. Chair. Line number 273, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Sandy Person on behalf of the Travis Community Consortium in support of AB 107. Thank you.
Thank you. Moderator, anyone else?
And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no, sir. We have no one else in queue.
Very good. Thank you, those who called in support. Now let's turn over to those who may be in opposition here in the room. I see none. Moderator, let's turn it over to anyone who might be in opposition. And today I see we have Ms. Burns, Executive Officer, Speech Language Pathology, and also Roseanne Helms, Legislative Manager, Board of Behavioral Sciences. So let's begin with Ms. Burns. You may begin in your opposition of the Senate, the Assembly Bill.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Archuleta and committee members. My name is Sharice Burns, and I'm the Assistant Executive Officer of the Speech Language Pathology and Audiology and Hearing Aid Dispensers Board. The board adopted an opposed unless amended position on AB 107. While the board supports our military veterans and spouses, we are concerned that these individuals could work in California for 12 months without meeting the state's licensing qualifications or passing the required written and practical examinations for hearing aid dispensing. These examinations are required to ensure minimum competency to safely perform hearing tests and fittings for hearing aids without damaging a consumer's ears or hearing. The board is seeking amendments to restore language in current law that makes the temporary license expire upon denial of an application for permanent licensure by the board. This amendment would allow the board to retain its authority to revoke a temporary license if the applicant is found to not meet the qualifications for licensure in California, or in the case of hearing aid dispensing, they are not able to pass the required examinations within the 12-month temporary license period. We thank you for your consideration of our requested amendment, and now yield our time.
Thank you, Ms. Burns. I will, in your opposition of AB 107, let's go to Ms. Helms. You may begin your testimony in opposition.
Yes, thank you, sir. This is Roseanne Helms on behalf of the Board of Behavioral Sciences. The board has taken an opposed unless amended position on AB 107. Although it is the board is grateful for the amendment to require passage of the law and ethics exam, the board still has serious concerns regarding issuance of a temporary license to therapists from other states before they have taken the required California-specific coursework designed to prepare them to practice in California's uniquely diverse environment. Specifically, one area of major concern cited by the board as an example is the fact that some other states allow reparative therapy with children, while California prohibits this. Not being aware that this is prohibited could cause harm to clients here in California and also could place the practitioner's license in jeopardy if they're not aware of the prohibition. The board has already recently implemented a streamlined licensure process for out-of-state licensees, and that is working well to reduce barriers to licensure for out-of-state licensed applicants. Coupled with the fact that the board already expedites military spouse applications, it believes that the board already has a process in place that balances ease of licensure with public protection. For these reasons, the board continues to have an opposed unless amended position on this bill and respectfully requests to be removed from its provisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Helms, for your testimony in opposition to AB 107. Anyone else in room 4203 here in opposition? I see none. Now, we thank you for your testimony. Let's move on to the telephones. And moderator, please prompt individuals waiting to testify in opposition to AB 107.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in opposition of AB 107, please press 1, then 0. An operator will provide you with your line number and place you back into queue. Once again, if you wish to speak in opposition of AB 107, please press 1, then 0 now.
Moderator, how
and
many?
And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one in queue.
No one in queue. Thank you. Once again, moderator, would you please ask one more time if there's anyone in opposition to AB 107?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in opposition of AB 107, please press 1, then 0 now. That's 1, then 0 to speak in opposition of AB 107. And at this time, Mr. Chair, there is no one in queue.
Thank you. Thank you for those who called in. Thank you for those who called in support or opposition. Now we'll turn it back over to the members for discussion or questions. Members? Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Assemblymember Salas, for bringing this issue forward. As a military spouse, I can certainly appreciate this. In fact, I was the victim of implicit bias being a military spouse for many years. My wife always outranked me, always had better positions, and it was simply because she was a better leader and smarter. That's the only two reasons. This is an important measure, and if you amend again, I would be grateful if you add me as a co-author. Thank you.
I'd love to have you as a co-author. Thank you, Senator.
Yes, and Senator Melendez.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Assemblyman Salas, it is good to see you again. I very much like your mask. I wanted to thank you also for bringing this bill forward. I know you've been working on this for a while, and you know, everybody on this committee is a former military member, so we all are familiar with what happens when a PCS move comes up and a spouse is kind of left wondering, okay, now what do I do? So not only is it an emotional burden, it's a financial burden as well. So I want to thank you very much for being so tenacious about trying to move this issue forward. I would very much like to be added as a principal co-author, and I would like to move the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Senator.
Thank you. And Senator Newman.
Thank you. I, too, would like to be added as a co-author. Glad to support the bill, Assemblyman Salas, and appreciate the work you're doing here.
Thank you, Senator. Would love
and
to
before
have
we turn it over, looks like you've gotten a lot of support. I, too, would like to be added on as a co-author. So, Assemblymember Salas, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the support, and would love to have each of you on as co-authors, principal co-authors. You know, this map was handed out to you guys earlier, And this list, this shows you, out of the 50 states, California actually ranks towards the bottom of actually doing things for military spouses. AB 107 moves us in a direction to correct that. You know, you heard the testimony earlier. And just to speak a little bit about the opposition that called in, you know, we are working with all the groups involved, but this allows a temporary licensure. They still have to pass the exam to practice in California. They still have to pass the ethics exam. They still have to do all of these things. This just allows the military families the ability to still have income to provide for their families while they're doing this. This is done in almost, in some version, almost across the entire United States. Let's do this here in California, and let's do right by our military families. Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. And motion, please. Senator Melendez has made the motion. Please turn your microphones on. And consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is, do pass as amended, but first amend and refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Grove. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
5-0,
we can leave it open.
The bill is out 5-0. We'll move it, and it's 5-0. We're expecting a couple more, and we'll come back later. Let's go on now to, thank you, Assembly Member. Now we'll move on to AJR 10, and we'll let you clean up the microphone there before we start. And Assemblymember Choi, welcome. You may proceed with AJR 10.
Thank you, Senator Chairman, and all the committee members. I will be accepting Chair Archuleta's committee amendments to add Republic of Vietnam veterans who served in the Vietnam War in my resolution. I have also taken technical amendments to remove Senator David Min as a principal co-authors at the senator's request. But the added Senators Tom Umberg and Melissa Melendez as co-authors upon their request. I personally would like to thank Veronica, Roger, and Cindy with the committee for working tirelessly with me and my staff this past couple of weeks to ensure the language best serves the interests of our brave veterans. I'm pleased to present Assembly Joint Resolution 10, an important step toward recognizing the significant contributions Korean and Vietnamese soldiers made in the Vietnam War. AJR 10 urges the President and the Congress to permit states to extend the burial and the memorial benefits in state veterans' cemeteries to Republic of Korea veterans and the Republic of Vietnam veterans who served in the Vietnam War and who subsequently became the United States citizens. I respectfully ask you to join me in supporting this important joint resolution to honor our brave Korean and Vietnamese soldiers who fought alongside the United States. With me today calling in to testify in support of AJR 10 is Alfred Chung with the Korean Veterans of Vietnam War and Seth Reeb with the American Legion, if they have waited this long, whether they are, I hope they are still waiting. And at the conclusion, of their testimony, we have several Korean veterans waiting since 10 o'clock to testify their support. Thank you, Chair Archuleta, senators, and committee staff, especially my staff member, Brianna, who have interacted with the committee staff members so much in the last couple of weeks, for granting this resolution for reconsideration. I ask for your aye vote.
Very good. Thank you, Assemblymember. We will now going on to testify in support. Moderator, please release the line for lead support witness. Today, we have Alfred Chung, representing Korean Veterans of Vietnam War, and Seth Reeb on behalf of the American Legion. So we'll begin with Mr. Chung. You have the floor. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Senator. My name is Alfred Chung. I live in Encino, California. My group is Korean American Associate of Vietnam Veterans of America. I'm calling to express my support on AJR 10 on behalf of Korean American veterans from Vietnam War. Especially, thank you very much, Assemblyman Steve Choi, for introducing AJR 10. My summary, AJR 10 would urge the United States Congress and the President of the United States to permit state to extend the burial and memorial benefit in state veteran cemeteries to Republic of Korean veterans who served in Vietnam War and who subsequently became United States citizens. The measure would also urge the United States Congress and the President of the United States to extend the same benefit in national cemetery. Background, in 2018, the federal government extended the burial benefit in National Veterans Cemetery to certain Hmong refugees who served in America baggage carrier unit during the Vietnam War and who subsequently became naturalized United States citizen. At the request to the United States, the Republic of Korea provided more military support to the United States during Vietnam War than any other ally, with approximately 320,000 Republic of Korean soldiers served in Vietnam between 1965 and 1973. Republic of Korean force suffered 10,962 injuries and 5,099 killed in the action during the war, approximately the same rate per capita as United States force. However, this fighting alone side of the United States Army force during the Vietnam War, Korean-American Vietnam War veterans were not considered eligible for burial in any state or national veteran cemetery. Proposal, AJR 10 recognized the contribution Korean veterans made on behalf of the United States during Vietnam War and would urge U.S. Congress and President of the United States to grant these veterans the right burial memorial benefit in state and national cemetery in immeasurable benefit of the law greatly outweighed the cost of implementing it. There are 3,000 Korean Vietnam veterans, war veterans, all of them are senior citizens, while we are around 70 between 85 years old. On the other hand, if the AJR 10 is passed, it will have a positive impact on the federal government.
And Mr. Chung, in all due respect, if you close up, we have a testimony yet to hear.
Okay. Overall, while American may be disagree on the necessary armed conflict, this measure will likely receive great attention, praise from the Korea government, and will be strengthened already good relation. It will also send global message that the United States will be take care of their who fight along them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chung, for your testimony in AJR 10. And now we'll move on to Mr. Reed and your testimony, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chair and members. My name is Seth Reed with Reed Government Relations. Thank you, each and every one of you, for your service to our country. I am representing American Legion, Department of Veteran Affairs, and I am with Reed Government Relations. I would like to read a statement from a Vietnam veteran who is a member of the American Legion and served alongside the Republic of Korean troops.
Please proceed.
Quote, I did a tour of duty in South Korea and spent some time with the Republic of Korea troops and found them to be some of the most sincere and dedicated soldiers I've ever seen. Those that served alongside U.S. troops have earned in our respect and deserve a special place of remembrance, end quote. American Legion, Department of California is in full support of AJR 10. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Reeb, for your presentation. Now we'll move on to the witnesses that may be here in room 4203, and you're welcome to come up to the microphone and please state your support or opposition. And I believe all you need is your name and your unit, and you're in support. Support.
My name is Kang. Last name is K-A-N-G. First name H-Y-U-N. My position is Korean Veterans President. I was born in Korea, but I fight in the United States. 1971, I was fighting in Vietnam, 2 years. So I live here, that's very important. I fight United States. So we live here forever. Please support AJR 10. Please, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome home. Anyone else? You're welcome to come to the microphone. Okay. Well, thank you. And that completes our testimony in room 4203. Now we turn to witnesses via telephone that will be calling in on AJR 10. Moderator, please prompt any individuals in support of AJR 10, and we will begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in support of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0. An operator will provide you with your line number and place you back into queue. Once again, if you wish to speak in support of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0 now. One moment, Mr. Chair. We have people queuing up now.
Thank you.
Just gathering your line number. We'll start with line number 269. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
My name is Yoon Sun Chung. I support.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My name is Yoon Sun Chung. I support.
Thank you. And we'll go to line 289. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Name is Thomas Shin, son-in-law of a Korean-American Vietnam veteran, and I am support of AJR 10.
Thank you.
Line number 293, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Gabriella Kim, and I strongly support proposition AJR 10. Thank you.
Thank you.
Line number 295, your line is open. Please go ahead.
My name is Janet Song. I support AJR 10.
Thank you.
Line number 291, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of committee. My name is Margaret Chin.
and I'm the daughter of a proud U.S. citizen and Vietnam War veteran, and I'm in support of AJR 10. Thank you.
Thank you.
And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one else in queue.
Moderator, would you ask one more time if there's anyone in queue in support of AJR 10?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in support of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0. That's 1, then 0 to speak in support of AJR 10. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we do have a few more people queuing up. One moment.
Right ahead.
Line number 296, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Karen Chang, and I am in support of this AJR 10.
Thank you.
Line number 281, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Young-Sup Lee. I support AJR 10. Thank you.
Thank you.
Line number 280, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. My name is Song Wong Lee. I support AJR 10. Thank you.
Thank you.
Line number 287, your line is open. Please go ahead.
My name is Kenny Um. I support AJR 10. Thank you.
Thank you.
And line number 295, your line is open. Please go ahead. Line number 295, maybe you're on mute.
My number 295, my name is Janice Song. I support AJR 10.
Thank you.
And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one else in queue.
Moderator, would you ask one more time if anyone else is in support of AJR 10?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in support of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0. That's 1, then 0 to speak in support of AJR 10. And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one in queue.
Thank you. Having heard from the supporters, we'll now move into the witnesses in opposition to AJR 10. Anyone here in the room? I see no one. Moderator, anyone via telephone in opposition to AJR 10?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in opposition of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0. An operator will provide you with your line number and place you back into queue. Once again, if you wish to speak in opposition of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0 now. And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one in queue.
Moderator, would you ask one more time if there's anyone in opposition to AJR 10?
Yes, Mr. Chair. If you wish to speak in opposition of AJR 10, please press 1, then 0. That's 1, then 0 to speak in opposition of AJR 10. And at this time, Mr. Chair, we have no one in queue.
Thank you, Moderator. Now we'll bring it back to the senators for the questions or comments. Senators, Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, thank you, Assemblymember Choi. Last hearing, there was some disquietude concerning amendments that I proposed without giving you notice, and I apologize for that. I should have given you some notice before asking about those amendments in committee, but I also want to recognize your flexibility, including the Vietnam veterans, so thank you for that. That's point one. Point two is I also want to recognize it appears that we have quite a number of veterans from the Republic of Korea military who fought in Vietnam. Your service and your valor are legendary and remain legendary. I know that Captain Newman and I served in Korea, not at the same time, but with Korean soldiers. I was 2nd Infantry Division and encountered a number of veterans who fought in Vietnam, and the honor of burying those who fought with us in Vietnam is all ours. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Emberg. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So Mr. Choi, I want to thank you for bringing this back. I'm glad to see that we could get a positive resolution of this matter. I'm glad to see that we're going to pass this resolution today. I'd respectfully ask to be added as a co-author, if that's possible, to Senator Umberg's comments. I too want to recognize the veterans of the Republican Korean Army here today, and I would also like to say to you, for your service, Kamsahamnida.
Thank you. And Senator Melendez.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Assemblyman Choi, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this committee today and also to show you the respect and deference that you so deserve for bringing this resolution forward. I know you have a number of people behind you who I spoke with in the hallway who are here in support, and I also want to thank them for their service in aiding the United States during the Vietnam conflict. You know, this is a resolution that goes forward to Congress. Ultimately, they will decide. It is our task to determine whether or not we would like to send that request to them, which I believe we have come to an agreement on. So with that, I want to thank you again, and I am happy to support your resolution. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's no other questions or comment, I'd like to thank you, Assembly Member, and also thank your guests, the veterans who served alongside our military, and we thank you. We thank you for your service. Welcome home. As I, who served in the Vietnam era, always run into someone who serves in the Vietnam era, and I always say, welcome home. And we thank you, Assembly Member, for bringing us back together, and we can clear the air to show that we support our veterans. We support the men and women in uniform across this nation, and those who have given their lives and have sacrificed so much. And to those who are there in the audience, thank you so very much for your sacrifice and fighting side by side with our military. And now that we added the South Vietnamese soldiers to that, we also thank them as well. And Senator Umberg, I thank you for your remarks because it was so important to, again, as I said, clear the air, and we thank you for that. So with that, I too would like to be added to the bill as a co-author, and now I'll allow you to go ahead and close.
Thank you, Senator Aguilera, for allowing me to bring it back. Your reconsideration permit was very much appreciated, and all of the committee members, your support and Senator Umberg's recommendation to add Vietnamese soldiers in my resolution. Senator Janet, or used to be Senator, now Assembly Member Janet Yuan, she had a separate resolution suggested, but since it was halted for some time, and she was so happy that to accept my proposal to include Vietnamese soldiers in my resolution, and she became the joint author. And then I'll be happily add all of your Senator Newman's and then also Chairman Achilera's name, and I'll be open to any other committee members who would like to add as co-authors. As I have indicated, this bill has been, I expected, rather quiet and smooth, but this reconsideration opportunity brought about, as you heard today, many supporters and then also Vietnam soldiers from Sacramento region heard about it and patiently waiting since 10 o'clock. I think some of them got here even earlier, waiting for this moment. With your support and the passing of this AJR 10 will mean so much to them. I appreciate your eye vote.
Yes, thank you so much. And to the veterans once again, thank you for your patience. And now motion, please. Senator Josh Newman on your motion. And consultant, please call the roll.
AJR 10, the motion is be adopted as amended. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove? Eggman?
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez?
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth? Umberg?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And the vote count again was?
5-0.
The bill is out. Okay. Thank you. And now I'll continue my close. And once again, everyone, thank you for your patience. I was just informed Senator Roth will not be returning. We can close the roll on 107 as well. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for your time, your effort, being here with us today. And I would like to let everyone know how much we appreciate your testimony, both via telephone and in person. And I would like to thank the staff for putting this meeting together and those who called in support or opposition. If you were not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want you to be included in your testimony on the official records. And we thank you once again for your patience, and we will now conclude this agenda. And the Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs is hereby adjourned. Thank you. So we were able...